And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with Ryan Campbell, who is the board chair of the Tuolumne County Supervisors. Supervisor Campbell, next thing I'll ask you about is the budget discussions. Where do things stand when it comes to mid-year budget and looking ahead to next year?
Yeah, well, one of the probably the most important role that the Board of Supervisors serves in our community is that we are we have to make sure that taxpayer money is spent in a responsible way and that we balance the budget every year. I mean, that's all of these other things that people see coming from the Board of Supervisors, that is our real responsibility. And so what we do every year is around February, we reassess the budget needs of our community, and we see if we need to add money in one particular area, if we're not bringing in enough revenue, we have to make adjustments, make cuts. If we're bringing in more revenue than expected, then it's an opportunity to help restore some funding in particular areas. And that's kind of the purpose of the mid-year budget process.
So what are your thoughts on some of the programs like recreation and library as it relates to that?
Well, you know, I haven't made any secret that I was disappointed last year when the board voted to not continue to significantly reduce funding for parks and for the libraries. I voted against the budget that year for that reason, and it was very difficult. I was very conflicted about what to do because I do want to keep the county moving and get budgets approved. I feel that's a very big part of my job. But I just could not in good conscience vote to reduce funding to those programs to the level that they were. So it will be my own personal priority to restore some of that funding to libraries and parks to see that they're able to be healthy community resources. And it's been difficult, to be honest with you, because of COVID-19. A lot of those resources have been kind of put on hold. They've been closed. The state is not allowing us to conduct a lot of the recreation programs that we normally would. The library is not able to function at the capacity that it normally would. So it makes it difficult. But I truly believe that once we get out of COVID-19, the community is going to need those services. And so we have to make sure that we're ready.
So it sounds like that will be an interesting debate when it comes up. Anything else related to the budget that you see as being kind of questions still out there remaining?
Well, we're still, I actually, as of this moment, don't know what the year is going to look like. In some respects, the finances for the county are doing better than we expected. In other respects, they might be struggling a little bit. I know that our sales tax is a bit higher than what was expected, but then TOT is, which is the transient occupancy tax, is about 50% what we would typically anticipate in this time of year. So we'll have to reconcile what the revenues are and what the expenses are coming up the next 3 weeks or so. So hopefully we'll have some more information at that time.
You know, you were on the show several months ago, and you made it clear that you were in favor of the TOT tax being approved. Were you at all surprised at how that passed after it was defeated the previous time?
Oh, no, I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, just from hearing from the public, I think the reason it was defeated the first time is because it was paired with a sales tax that I thought was the sales tax was too high. The TOT was kind of paired with a tax that I don't think the community was in favor of. And so as a result, both were defeated. I was a big proponent of just going after the tourist tax, the TOT, because I thought that that's an area where we don't want to see local residents subsidizing the services used by people who do not live here permanently and they don't pay property taxes. So that was kind of the big goal with that. And so just from talking to the community, that's what the people that I talked to in the community wanted. And so I wasn't surprised that it was successful.
Where do things stand right now when it comes to a potential parcel tax special election down the road for fire?
There's a joint powers agreement set up between Tuolumne County and some of the special districts in our county, and that's going to be, the discussions are forthcoming on that, how it's going to roll out. I really feel strongly that it's important to give the community an opportunity to determine what level of fire safety that they would like to see. And so that's the purpose of talking about this fire assessment. It's, do we want more fire stations? Do we want more equipment and resources? Do we want more vegetation management along our roadways and public spaces? You know, all of those things, dollars and cents, it costs more money to provide more fire services. And so we need to get public input from the community about what level of fire services they want to see.
We have just a few more minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Looking ahead to next week's supervisors meeting, anything interesting on the agenda?
Oh, yeah, there's always interesting things. I love it. One thing that I'm pretty excited about is, for a long time, I've been wanting to see a dig once policy in our county, and it sounds a little bit dry, but it's actually extremely important to our infrastructure needs. It basically allows for our roads to be repaired once that there are any kind of changes made to them. It has a comprehensive plan for laying conduit for broadband internet accessibility, so we have improvements. It's essentially setting forward a plan for improvements to our roads when trench cuts are made, and it also has a plan for improving broadband accessibility in our community.
You know, on this weekend's Motherlode Views, we're talking with the board chair, Ryan Campbell. Supervisor Campbell, 2 years ago, you stepped onto the board. You were this new supervisor, young guy coming in. Now, 2 years later, you're board chair and senior statesman. You know, what has that transition been like?
I know. I'm a senior statesman, aren't I? Yeah, that and a couple of bucks will buy me a coffee at Deo, I think. I'm really excited. A lot of opportunities there. I really think we have a good board. A lot of great ideas coming out of the board. You need to have new ideas coming in every so often, and I feel strongly about that, and I think the voters did too, and I'm happy to see that so far I think the board has been working together really effectively. And you know, it will take time for just kind of on a working just you know working with new people to understand where everybody's priorities are and kind of find compromise. It'll take a little bit longer to get to compromises, I think, but I really think that all five board members are really dedicated to serving their districts and Tuolumne County as a whole. And I'm really excited about the future. I think that we've struggled for a long time in Tuolumne County, and we're starting to see a light on the horizon.
Well, just about 30 seconds left. Any other issues that you anticipate will come up over this next year that people should keep an eye on?
Well, there are, you know, I just keep going back to fire safety. You know, I just look at, in coming up in the next few weeks, we're going to reassess the result of the mock fire that occurred this past summer. And we'll be looking at, you know, where were the successes, where were the failures. That fire operated, the evacuation for it operated about as well as I think it could have given the resources that we had at the time. And a big part of why we were able to hold the fire where it was because of a roadside brushing grant that we received back in 2017. And so had that fire occurred somewhere else where we hadn't done the kind of brushing, which most of the county we haven't been able to do that, the outcome could have been very different. So you look at how planning, vegetation management, and getting the resources where you need them is so essential to fighting these fires.
I have to end on that note. Supervisor Campbell, we appreciate your time, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Oh, man, always great talking to you.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.